Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Hey, Gina, how can I help you?
I was just reaching out because I see that you are now HR compliant with us, which means that you can work for Christine. So I just wanted to create a schedule with you, if you have a minute. Okay. So do you have a schedule that you're currently working for her with or have one in mind? There are 70 hours a week.
We can nine to seven is our typical hours.
9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. And I know that Rashida covers some of the hours, but she hasn't been responsive recently. So currently,
She
you are
hasn't
the
been
only active
responding.
AE.
Okay.
Okay. So 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., how many days a week?
I was doing Monday through Friday, but I guess I
Okay.
have to follow up to make sure Rashida is
Right.
going to cover Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday. I'm gonna put that in your calendar. You still have the HHA app?
No, I probably have to re-download it.
Okay, yeah,
Wait,
so you're
does
gonna
you guys
have.
utilize HHA?
Yes, we do. You can, when you re-download it, click login. Don't click sign up because you already have an account. And if you don't remember your
Okay.
password, it'll just send a temporary code to your email. Okay.
Okay.
Now you'll have your coordinator reach out to you shortly, and she'll be able to help out if you have any issues as far as the clocking in and out goes or any time sheets that are needed. But for the most part, we don't allow time sheets.
Okay.
Okay, so you can begin, I would say tomorrow. No, tomorrow is not Monday. So you want to begin Monday, maybe?
Yeah, and but what would I do about this week? Because with the credentialing, it kind of pushed everything back for us.
Right.
So I know you guys typically don't accept time sheets, but our start date with you guys was last Sunday.
Right. So I'll have to reach out to HR to see what they can do about that because sometimes when a caregiver isn't compliant, like if they don't have updated IDs, then they can't legally pay. But because you were compliant with us previously, they may be able to make a leniency. So I'll have to reach out
Okay.
to the higher ups to see what we
And
can do about
my
that.
ID, it wasn't an issue with my ID not being up to date. My ID
Right, so.
hasn't been up to date. It just was getting it,
So you're saying your ID was up to date, you just didn't send it to us until today.
My ID was up to date. Everything was up to date. Your person wanted a PPD and other things that got sent over and completed.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, my ID has been up to date.
All right, I'll have that in mind, and we'll have someone get back to you regarding that matter. But for now, you can just assume you'll start on Monday. Okay.
All right, but if that's not the case, then what do Miss Harvin do? Because I worked all this week, just as under assumption because I've been back and forth with the coordinator, with documentation, with this, with that. I'm just trying to understand about this week because I did work.
I understand, right? And like I said before, that's something that I would have to speak with HR personally about before I can get an answer back to you. Okay.
No, I understood what you said, but I was asking if they say no, what's the next step in a case like this? What do you guys suggest that someone does? Or you
If
don't know
they
that
say
answer either
no,
until you talk to HR.
I really don't want to give an answer until I speak to them.
Okay, I'll wait till you talk to HR. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a